Good morning. Today is July the 10th, 2026, Friday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, open with me in your Bibles to the book of Psalm, Psalm 21. I'd like to share some verses with you this morning. Beginning in verse number 1, the text reads, O Lord, in your strength the king will be glad, and in your salvation how greatly he will rejoice. You have given him his heart's desire, and you have not withheld the request of his lips. For you meet him with the blessings of good things. You set a crown of fine gold on his head. He asked life of you. You gave it to him. Length of days forever and ever. His glory is great through your salvation. Splendor and majesty you place upon him, for you make him most blessed forever. You make him joyful with gladness in your presence. May God bless this morning the reading of his word. Beloved, this morning, this text that I have just read is the words of David as king of Israel. David begins in verse number 1, speaking about the strength of God and giving praise and glory to God for the things, surely the salvation that he's rejoicing in. You know, each and every day of your life and mine, we should always be grateful, we should always thank, we should always truly praise God for the great gift of salvation that God's placed in our lives today as believers. I see some Christians many times that profess that they're next and near God in doing the Lord's will and work. But yet it seems like many times when I see them, they're always speaking of the negative things. They're always thinking of the things and talking about the things that are bringing them down, the things that are destroying their walk and their life and their marriage and as well their ministry and worst of all, their witness. Beloved, David speaks here in these words as he gives us these words of encouragement as he praises and lifts up the name of the Lord God. He speaks in verse number 2, as you have given him his heart's desire, and you have not withheld the request of his lips. You know, David's speaking of the request that he has made before God through prayer and supplication and how he has sought the Lord God to meet the needs and as well to allow him to be the king that God has called him to be. I want to ask you today, has God allowed this day and has God allowed the days of your life to be that of blessings? Has God provided unto you the things that you have requested of him through prayer and through supplication? You know, many times I think we seem to have a mentality of prayer where we seem to want to ask God for the needs in our life, or rather the wants, I may say, in our life. And yet, when God doesn't respond with the exact need or exact want that we may have, many times we find that to be materialistic things that we ask for. But beloved, each and every day we need to always be thankful to God for the blessings that God has provided to us. But we need to always understand each day that God's greatest will and God's greatest desire is for you and I to remain blessed, our needs to be met in a way that would lift and praise and glorify not you and I, but our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. For David says in verse 3, for you meet him with the blessings of good tidings, with the blessings of good things, you set a crown of fine gold on his head. David was thanking the Lord God for that crown of glory that was on his head as a crown king being of Israel. Today, God has placed a fine crown of gold, beloved, in your heart and upon you as a child of God. We need to always thank God. We need to praise God this day, this Friday, and each and every day of our life, for the many, many blessings that God has provided to us. Lord, what would you have for me to pray? Lord, what would you have for me to do? And Father, what would you have for me to be in this life? Beloved, I ask you today to check up, and I ask the Lord God today to check deep within my own spirit, my own soul today, and allow me to be sure that what I desire and what I seek God for is God's fullness and God's will and God's whole heart within my own heart today. You see, David continues in verse 4, 5, and even 6, speaking of the salvation that God's granted unto him. What a greater gift there is none that the Holy Spirit bestows in us through the shed blood of Jesus Christ our Lord than that of salvation that we have received through the propitiation of sin, the debt of sin that we have been forgiven of, beloved, through the hands and the grace and the hope that God provides us through his Son Jesus. The great sin debt that you and I have been forgiven. I think many times, beloved, we forget how great of sin and how deep we were in the depths of desperation when the Lord saved us. Let us each just go this morning to the Lord in prayer and seek the Lord God to refill us, to renew us and surely revitalize our spirits and our souls so that we may glorify and we may be able to praise him, to have that appreciation, to have that heart filled with thanksgiving before him today. Lord, today we come before you in Jesus' name. Father, we're so grateful and we're so thankful, God, for these words this morning of encouragement, these words of peace, these words of gratitude that we read, Father, this morning from the pen of David. As Lord, you had blessed him, Lord, as you had brought him through the hurdles of his personal life, you had brought him through, Father, the hurdles of his kingship, Father, over the land of Israel. Father, he gives you praise in these words and these verses. And God, I would seek you today on behalf of myself and these people, Father, that may listen. God, I would ask you today to allow us to have that thanksgiving heart. Allow us to be filled each day, God, with a heart filled with thanksgiving for your praise and for your glory and for your love, God, that you've shown us through that salvation, God, that we have received through your precious Son's blood, Jesus Christ. Father, we read in David's word as he thanks you, God, for all aspects of his kingship. We'd ask you, Father, today to receive the thankfulness, God, that we have today as we have received a crown of life, God, through the shed blood of your Son, Jesus. And Father, today I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for all that you do in my life and the lives of others. God, I thank you for my family, Lord. I thank you for our jobs and our homes, God. I surely thank you for the privilege you give us right now, God, to come before you this early morning hour in prayer, just to thank you, Father, not to ask of anything of you, God, you to receive from us the praise and the thanksgiving, Father, that today you so righteously well deserve. God, we would ask you today to receive our praise of thanksgiving for the salvation that you have rendered unto each one of us. I remember back so deeply, Father, one day as a young boy, how you blessed my heart, as you came into my heart, God, and you forgave me of the sin debt that I owed. You forgave me through the shed blood of your Son, Jesus. And God, I know today that all of our listeners, Father, are thinking maybe the same line, Father. They're thinking about the same things as one day, Father, the Holy Ghost came in through the power of God into our lives and forgave us of those sins, forgave us of that great debt that we once owed, Father. Thank you, Lord God, today for all that you do. Lord, we would ask you today on this Friday morn that you would, Father, just take and just bless this day. Father, not of anything that we deserve and not of anything, God, that we have done to preclude this day, God, that would allow this blessing, but because of your grace and your mercies and your loves, God, that your word says is renewed in each of our lives every day. I ask today that you would bless those in the hospital, those that are sick and those that are shut in, those, God, that we know of today, Father, that are just walking on the very edge of life. Father, we would ask you to bless our families. We'd ask you to bless the caregivers and the lives of those at the assisted care homes, God, that we work in. We'd ask you to be with the chaplains, the nurses, the doctors at the local hospitals, God, that we work as a chaplain within. We'd ask you to be with each and every patient, God. And may each of us, God, every one of us, Father, today that listen, every one of us across this great land, God, may we always open our hearts each day, God, and praise you and thank you, God, for what you've done. Because, God, you alone are worthy, Father. You alone are worthy of the praise and the glory and the honor, God, that you have bestowed within us so that we may return that upon you, Father, the one that righteously deserves. Have your will in our hearts, Father, and your way in our life so that we may always praise and we may always glorify. We may always lift up your precious name. For we come today and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.